Goodbach, we hope you had a most enjoyable Shabbos. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lilei Nishmas, Sarah Malka, Bas Rabbi Yitzchak, learning in the shul this week has been graciously sponsored. Lilei Nishmas, Chana Rochel, Bas David HaKohen. Of course, it will be sponsored this coming week. Lilei Nishmas, Gatzel, Ben Yechezkel Mendel, Moshe Yitzchak, Ben Klonimus. And it's our sincere hope that the Neshamos should all have an Aliyah. We are in Masechta Pesachim, and we are in the first parak. We're going to close it out today, and then we'll start the second parak as well. Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says as follows. Midivrei Lamana, we learned from the words of Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva, Shesarf in Truma Torah, and Truma Te Emat Meir BaPesach, that when we burn Truma, that's Chametz, in the sixth hour, we can burn Truma that's Torah together with Truma Temeah, even though in that process, we're going to take something that's Torah, and by the way, we're going to make it tummy. That's pretty big Kiddush, right? Since it can't be eaten, it's not a problem making it tummy. Some of the Rabbi Yossi, Eina hi Amida, the Gemara says, wait a second, the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yossi said to Rabbi Meir, that's not correct. The case of Truma that's Chametz in the sixth hour, you can't compare that the cases of Truma that's tummy from the previous case. In other words, in Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim's case and in the oil from Rabbi Akiva from yesterday, they were a tummy del Raisa. So therefore, they were supposed to be burned mi del Raisa. And so therefore, you're not doing anything more by adding to the Tuma. But the Isser of eating Chametz during the sixth hour on Pesach is only an Isser de Rabbanan. And so therefore, adding to the Tuma is actually going to be a problem. Umodim Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, but Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua disagreed about burning Truma that's Chametz on Erev Pesach. They would agree, Shesarf in Zula Atzma v'Zula Atzma, that we can burn each one separately. The Truma that is Tameh and the Truma that's Torah. So we obviously can burn them both to make sure that they don't come into contact with one another. Aman Echlaku, where do they disagree? Alatulia v'alatameh. We have a question as to when we have a situation where one pile of Truma is a question that whether it's Truma Torah or Tameh, and the other one we know is Tameh. Shabliyazar Omer, Tisari, Zuliatma, Zuliatma. Shabliyazar is of the opinion each has to be burned separately to make sure that you're not going to be Mosif Tuma, Litumaso. Right, that you don't add to the Tuma in that situation. Rabbi Shua Omer, Rabbi Shua disagrees. He says, Shteim ke'achas, they have to be burned together, and they can be burned together. In other words, since it's a questionable Truma, it might already be Tameh. And by the way, whether it's Tameh or not, it has to be burned because it's Chametz. It doesn't matter that it's going to be most of Tuma al Tumasa. So Rabbi Yossi says, even though Rabbi Shua allowed you to burn the questionable Truma together with the Truma that's definitely Tameh, right, it's even though he would agree that burning Truma that's definitely Torah together with Truma that's definitely Tummy, that's Aser, even if everything is Chametz. Now, turning to the second parak, Kol Shosh Shemutar Lachol, Machal Behem El Chayu Lofo, Subochol Lo Nachri, Mutar Ban Aso. Right, one, so long as one is allowed to eat the Chametz, obviously you can use it to feed your animals and birds, and you can sell it to a goy, and you're allowed to have benefit from it, but Avar Zmano, once the time passes, right, Aso Ban Aso, you can't have any benefit. Lo Yasek Bo Tano Viri Kirayim, you can't use it to fuel an oven or a stove, even though you're supposed to be getting rid of it, because you'd be getting hana, you'd be getting benefit. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein bi'ur chametz ela sreifa. He says, you have to understand that the only way to get rid of chametz is by burning it. That's the only way you get rid of it. So the chachamim say, that's not so often. You can even crumble the chametz, and you can scatter it to the wind, or throw it into the ocean. So according to the chachamim, the mitzvah can be filled any way you want. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day.